On September the 19th, 1993. Thank you, Commander.
You have to understand from the experience of the other party involved, and especially with many of you in this age category where security now begins to be threatened. And, okay, I found this and I can go this far and I have my security blanket around me. I don't have to do more. Oh, what a relief. Now I can just kind of worry about these other things, but know that God will work it out. God, all I have to do is just be, and God will work it out for me. And don't come in with your insecurity to disrupt what I have finally found as a bit of some kind of emotional, spiritual security. And then here comes someone recognizing a higher truth, a little more, is a more quantity of truth. And I find that all of those things that I had believed in as far as my nation, my brother, my goodness, my own comfort level of being good and kind and merciful and all of these things is being threatened every breath I take. I'm no longer safe in my house. I want it to be as simple as the government fixing it for me because I deserve it. And I know that God loves me unconditionally, and that is true. That is the one unconditional love. Everybody else who claims unconditional love is a liar. God has unconditional love for you, but He requires and makes a lot of conditions on you. But that is the only entity other than self in connection with God that has the right to do that. None of my business, none of Rick's business. What you do. Unless what you do damages him or other ones around you. And these ones who cling to this idea and say, well, this is the only unselfish thing. I am a totally unselfish, giving person. I will just close my eyes and ears and let you go do that. If that's what you have to do until you get smartened up, but don't you spend any of my money. Don't you jeopardize my security. Don't ask me to do anything, not even to listen. Don't ask me to share. That is so conditional in the love that you who are the brunt of this are totally bewildered that this would come out of this loving person. They're terrified. At some level, they know whatever it is, wherever they have reached in their journey is not enough. But if it goes beyond this, it becomes responsibility that I don't want to accept. And when you try to force responsibility on them, they only turn farther away. That's why my urgings are always take it one step beyond in thought projection. God would not leave you without a way through this. And how is He going to get you to understand you're in it if He does not point out to you what you're in? If He does not send messengers to help you explain and see what is, how can you change it? You can see it needs fixing, but if you don't know what's wrong, how can you fix it? And if you take the course of miracles, for instance, or the biblical teachings that say you're going to be raptured, it's okay. If you think beyond, there is not even logic or reason in that assumption. There is truth in its relationship with God. He will not condemn you for your belief in this. And now, I have to confront there is more, No. I refuse. I'm comfortable over here in this realization. I can handle the responsibility of accepting that it's all right as is. But I know that when I know there is more, then I have to face that shirking of responsibility. And I don't want to. I just don't want to deal with it. I've dealt with so much all my life, and I've come this far, and I'm comfortable with it. Now you're going to make me more uncomfortable. Because I know that when I see, I will know I have higher responsibility, and I just don't want to do it. All you can do in these instances is be loving and say, honey, I understand. I know. Because you do know. If you did not 2 minutes ago, you now do. They are terrified. This is fear. This is not terror. This is fear. F-E-A-R. And it is the most immobilizing one emotion in the universe. It is the fear of knowing. Because if I know, I have to take responsibility, or I have to intentionally, deliberately deny that responsibility. Be gentle. These people are scared to death. And the farther you go into knowing, the harder it is for you to be patient with it. But you have to be. If God can be, you can be. But you do have to say to these ones, I honor and respect your feelings. I ask that you honor and respect mine. I do believe I have other responsibilities. And sometimes I will try to always negotiate with you. I cannot compromise what I now feel within. That's another thing they're asking you to do. For my comfort, you compromise. That is the hardest and the dirtiest trick that Satan plays on you. He causes you to make choices. And always the hope will be that you will choose that one instead of God and your responsibility. You don't have to make a flaming big deal of it, because that enters battle zone. And you haven't witnessed yet until you sit in a place like John Schrafer, when the adversary goes to battle. Don't allow it to get pushed to there. Immediately build the zone of respect. I respect you. I love you. This has nothing to do with my feelings for you. I just feel that I cannot compromise. I will negotiate. And I will meet you every way that I can. I will not ask you to read this, but neither may you ask me not to. And if you do not wish to share this part of my life, I respect it, but do not ask me to forfeit my life for your unwillingness to share with me. You have to face it. This is your test. Will you sell out God and self to meet the demands of another? You don't have to do either. There may come a day that you have to do that, but it's certainly not there yet. If you have one who really says, I believe in the course of miracles and I've studied it 12 years, come on, you're only one step away. or they never believed in it either. That is a supporting crutch, and it's being misinterpreted. You have to go back and consider the teachings of Maharaja, Babaji, the great teacher. There is more misinterpretation of their miracles and their teachings by far than the truth they bring, because that's the way the adversary works. None of them will tell you different than I'm telling you right now. And that's true of a course in anything godly. And you see, for ones to have to go around that, man has to write his own books and his own set of rules and regulations to replace that which was truth brought down. And now you are faced with having to face what is in an ending cycle and a beginning cycle of creation itself, of this place. At the same time, you have to go back and learn truth and sort it. It's a big load. And everybody's going to take that journey at a different speed. Allow those ones, especially those ones you love, enough of their security blanket to allow them to finally get curious enough to inquire. Ones who come out here to do a job, for instance, come on, it's business. You don't have to argue on the basis of spirituality, which is so touchy, or religion, which is so touchy. Hey, there looks like there may be some hell of a job out there. You know, those people have rediscovered something pretty wonderful out there in spells, in chlorella, in business. And then you're not arguing on something that sets the will. Very often, if Mary Jo figures I can have a new patio out of this, she'll be a lot nicer about letting you go do something. So put it to them this way. Well, honey, I just feel like if I look into this, and if I see that the government truly, you know, some of these things are confirmed, as much as I don't want to believe it either, but I need to continue to read this, because I see that they're coming down with a free trade agreement, and I may lose my job, and I won't have another one. I have to look at it. Meanwhile, you know, somebody out there in that little town, you know, it's a really a nice place to live, and possibly they're going to do some things out there in agriculture or building. I mean, we're going to put up a motion picture complex out here that will surpass anything in the world. Well, it ain't up there yet, and you don't have the funds to do it yet. Well, if you don't plan to have it there, you're not going to get the funds. You don't need them. You better follow. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Same thing. You have no goals. You have no plans. Why should anybody give you anything? But you certainly don't have to twist the neck off of your spouse because they're scared. And something will happen. There will be some confirmation. You ones will notice that Mr. Dixon's wife is with him this weekend. And their marriage is getting on a much better footing. And when things were really pretty bad and it looked like it was going to split, God sent a UFO right over their house. Don't underestimate God, my friends. Oh, well, maybe I better go take another look at that. And Mr. Dixon says, well, maybe I better too. rather have one who believes in me arguing for me in court.
Yes.
On the other hand, it doesn't change anything, does it? The truth is there. That's what I want you to hear. The truth. The truth. The truth. Not who tells it or who repeats it or plagiarizes or whatever. Be able to know the word and the truth. And I would take all of this if I had any idea that there is God in heaven and feel honored that one calling himself a servant of God would utilize my word. I would not take them to court to sue them, especially when it is saying, I'm presenting the word of God of life. How have we hurt you if we say you have presented this and we feel this to be true? How have we hurt you if your intent was to bring the word of God and light and the universe to your brother? How have we hurt you? What are you hiding? And you must come to the point where you can discern the truth from whatever is offered to you, because you are people of the total lie. You have to watch enough. You know, once turn off the set before they see the story. They have to manipulate everything, but there will always be a little clue if you know what to look for. There were not 10,000 words in the universe that could express what just the grin and the handshake over two rows of people between Kissinger and Arafat said to the world. We did it. We suckered them again, my friend. And both of those ones are robotic energies replacements. The Committee of 300 suckered you again. One more step into the New World Order. And believe me, they never miss an opportunity to do it on famous, accepted, wonderful holy days, sacred days. You better look at what comes down. Halloween is a big day for Satan. May 3rd is a big, big day for Satan. Easter is a big, big day long, long before there was a resurrection for Satan. And September 17th is one of the biggest days for Satan in the universe. And this September 17th was more important. And how are you going to know that if my scribe quits writing? If we let them win. Well, I hear you, Dorma. She said, because you've already written it, you sucker. Do I answer your question well enough? Are you comfortable?
Thank you very much. Yes, I will play that tape to her. Well, let's listen to
chicken.
I'm a rooster.
I see.
One more added to this, if I'm not being into this. The first miracle came to two Jewish atheists, and it's very confusing to me that. You said truth is truth is truth. Right. But why would it come through them? It makes me feel uncomfortable, you know.
Why wouldn't it come through them? They are after your soul. And always know that there will be 99.99% truth in what they give you, so that they hook you. And they bring you right up to here, and then even if you hear truth, you don't hear it anymore. That's why. This is a big testing ground. This is a big schoolroom. And the brainwashers have been your tutors because they intend to own the physical world. And you will see that you don't need the physical world. But you have so many fragmental attachments to it that you can't just go click, 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 click either. You don't really want the wife to go. Not really. Well, some of you do, but depending. But what you will end up doing is always you will be the one that gives and gives and gives. And old Satan up here can just grin from ear to ear. You are dealing with the Antichrist in its fullest form. You see, this Jewish thing is the lie. That is the major lie right there. The word J-E-W was not in use anywhere, anytime, under any circumstances until the late 1700s. My dear ones, that is practically within your lifespan. Actually, it was called the 1800s. It was like 1756 or something like that. That they took on this name. And who took it on? The serpent people. And guess where those people were? The Khazarian Zionists. They decided to, first of all, they called themselves the serpent people. They did it, not Hatan. They did it. Quit blaming Doris Eckers for everything. Go look up your research. Why didn't they blame Nora?
They will.
They have to work through confusion. They have no other way. They have to work by placing the lie and then making the lie your reality. They have no other real weapons, because it is the battle for your soul, and they can't shoot your soul. They can only damage your physical. Well, that's enough, I hear. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Well, but dying can be so painful. No, it isn't. It is the experience up to death of the body that is the pain. The transition is like that, and it is beautiful. It is the physical nervous system that brings the pain. It also buys the soul. Don't mix up the two. But you don't have to sell it on that basis. You don't have to sell it at all. And the less you try to sell it, the more it will be accepted. And yet one who just is shoved and it's thrust upon and everything of profit is not accepted in his own home. Mm-hmm. Don't expect it to be otherwise in yours. You know, around here, if this be real, it wouldn't be in Tehachapi. I just want to know who told you that. Well, certainly it would not include me. Who told you that? If not you, who? And if not here, where? You're going to find God and His miracles. Can you not trust enough to see them when they come? And that if your own belief and your own understanding as your message is received, you see, we didn't write. We didn't even plagiarize for the purpose of book sales. That's Mr. Green's prerogative. We were told to come down and integrate the truth into volumes that will be put aside for the eons of time to come. They are there in Sumeria of that which went before. And all of these things being unearthed now from prior civilizations will show the mark of the beast and the serpent. And one will gather that in and they will say, oh, hot dog, you know, that was their emblem of God. That was their downfall, my friends. And there is your proof. The civilizations fell under the symbol of the serpent. And Satan himself calls himself the serpent. I like snakes. I don't like Satan. But I respect him as my enemy. And you better. Well, but I'm certainly not worthy of being considered by God. I mean, I live in sin and I do this. Forget it. Forget it right now. You just get busy and respect yourself enough to do what you know to be right. And it'll work out just fine. Don't come to me with your piousness. Of all the things that the master teacher wasn't, was pious. And quit mixing up Christ, a state of being, with a man. He represented the word of truth. And when he said, except through me shall you make it, he meant it. But he didn't mean me, the man, or my blood cells. You're not going to do it by eating bread and drinking grape juice or calling it my body and my blood. That is heinous to me. To think that you are going to find your spiritual salvation through drinking somebody's blood and eating his body, even if in symbolism? Think about it. That can only be a mark of ritualistic physicalness. For a conscious perception. Because if you accept the fact you have soul at all, you know nothing physical touches it. And a ritual can either be a thing of real positive nature. You know, I'm going to look at this cross on my neck, and I'm going to focus on the goodness of God and light. That becomes a talisman that directs your thought. No more. There is no magic in that piece of metal hanging around your neck. But the energy focus on it may very well save your life. Your physical life. Supposing a bullet hits it and glances off. Oh, a miracle. No, it hit a piece of metal and glanced off. The miracle was in the mind. And that's my purpose, to let you understand the difference. But that certain actions have to be taken, and with me it is a purely physics-oriented purpose and journey and mission, on the one hand. And that is, I have orders to get a remnant of God's people through. Does that mean that I cannot work with the adversary's tool? I have to. That's a predominance on your place. And if those ones can come to see and join me, hallelujah, brother. We're going to pick up some to go home. But that is not my appointed mission, was to get someone who can translate, let's get this stuff into writing, let's get it out there so the ones of you waiting will recognize it, and you do, much to your dismay, you do. Damn, why did I look at that paper? If I never seen that blasted paper, I wouldn't have this problem today. It's like knowing. You cannot ever again in the lifetime not know unless you have total brain damage that wipes your memory. And then you go back to being the child that is in total innocence. And in the knowing of that child, in that innocence, that it is protected with God. So you see, you don't really lose or bend either way. But that's the purpose for these writings, and I efforted over and over and over again to get that point through to people. Books are not your major thrust. Don't sweat it as long as we can keep going. And why then would there be a charge for anything? Because there is a charge in this world for everything. There is no miracle for these ones. I should tattle on Dorma and Oberle. They went down and bought yeast for the bread with food stamps. The reason I shouldn't tell it is they shouldn't have done it. Somebody out there is waiting for the word. And a historical record of what went wrong in this time and what went right and the truth must be preserved somewhere on this planet. The last promise before the end was that the word would be presented and would be made available. It didn't say God is going to take it out there and shove it down anybody's throat. And that he who would have ears to hear would hear it. He who wanted to see would see it. And that doesn't mean a cram job. And I can make sure that it gets out there and filters through the capillary network of the bloodstream of this planet to find my workers. They have to come into it for some reason. And it cannot be that I had this vision this morning as I got up of a UFO. Man has been too brainwashed. He is not going to suffer so easily the next time. So there is no wonderful promise of a miracle in the morning. You are the miracle, and you will perform the miracle. And you ones on the team would resent me for the rest of the eons of time if I took that privilege away from you. of making this journey and doing this thing. We are simply meeting a commitment. And yet you have to know that they have mobilized 5,000 troops near Beaumont, Texas. They are centering around Fort Hood. Now, what do you ones know about Fort Hood? You know that they closed Fort Hood and shipped all of the heavy armament that was stored there to Saudi Arabia. What in the soup is going on? It's serious. You cannot park here at the end of the Course of Miracles. You have to consider what is going on in Beaumont, Texas, and what went on in Waco, Texas, or you are sitting ducks, dead ducks. And don't blame the ones who don't want to hear it. Ones ask me continually, how do we catch up? How do we catch someone else up? Good grief, precious ones, I don't know. How do you catch up 16,000 pages and 1,200 hours of tapes? 1,500, I don't even know where we are. I don't know. I know that we are doing our mission up to here, and ones have to do their own homework. You can help them to the extent that you know what you're talking about. Or you can say, in my opinion, and honey, I could be wrong. I intend to keep seeking and finding until I find out whether I'm right or wrong. And I would appreciate your abiding with me.
Andrew?
Yes.
Part of what you're saying there, what went wrong with this planet, and we're talking about, I guess, an awakening. Would you say that the awakening, I guess, among us here and among others, is partially due or all entirely due to the vibrational frequency changes that are taking place at this time on the planet? And interrelated with that is Gayatriana and the fact that it is impacting on the DNA to raise the frequency of our DNA to match the vibrational frequencies that exist in the universe, all of which, I guess, goes back to maybe 300,000 years ago when we were left with this veil of forgetfulness and left with a double helix DNA. They took some of that DNA away from us, and now as we're coming back at this time with the lighted brotherhood, yourself, is, I guess one of my questions is, Gayatriana one of those elements that is helping us become more aware, become more enlightened, bring back the remembering of that which we lost at some point in time? I didn't really ask you a direct question.
You asked me about 14. You are just simply...
I didn't understand.
You are feeling your way through what you already understand. Gayatriana as such is, of course, the fundamental cell of creation. So it's not new, obviously. And it isn't like it was just brought back to you and dumped on you. And where else can you get it? Well, in the form that we are offering it, nowhere. because you have come into another time of experience where all those things that you are talking about are absolutely true, but not quite the way you're working it. The reason that you now must have something like this is to rise above the frequency that is now bombarding you deliberately and is being coming through from these higher invisible frequencies, solar frequencies, if you will. But the damaging ones are not those, except that as you are more and more and more exposed to those, the typical body of the human being cannot resist that. It is radiation. Take your fields, your growing fields, and they make sure they get flooded. They make sure they get droughted. But you have fields and fields and fields of grain that simply started to grow well and overnight almost they just keeled over dead. Massive numbers of acres of this. This doesn't even hit your news. And if it does, they get out there and they say, well, it must not have rained right. I must not have fed it right. I must not know. That is radiation. It came time in this transitional period where it was a must to get this back to you. But we had to get you into some kind of knowing where you would even accept it. Don't give me another gulp of water and lie to me. Gyandriana is a source of life. It's that pure and simple. And yet it is worth nothing to you if you don't want it. And I'm not talking about another brainwashing job. I am not talking about another brainwash job. God doesn't brainwash. It will help your frequency. It will help you just exactly like the spent covering will protect it from that radiation. There are substances that you can protect yourself from this and basically thrive in it rather than mutate yourself.
Is there a link between the increasing of our frequencies and the forgetfulness that we once had or have? In other words, will it begin to eliminate some of the forgetfulness that man has and bring him into a greater knowing?
No, it will not. It will not, but you will. Because it will allow for a frequency to attune you and get you above the bombardment that is pulling down everything. And by your own rising into a higher understanding and confronting everything around you that is in logic and reason, you simply will be coming back into insight and knowing. So it is something that can enhance that procedure and allow you to make such a transition. I think I didn't answer that any better than,
I asked,
pardon me, you asked.
Touché.
It's a little like a little crow. No, you're going to have to take responsibility. You can drink gallons and gallons and gallons of it, and it will change your system. It just will, whether you like it or not.
I guess part of the question goes back to something that I've been reading recently, and that is to do with the fact that there was a tinkering with man's DNA way back 300,000 years ago by the dark forces, and we were only left with, well, we have this veiled forgetfulness, I guess the best way to describe it. And now, I guess, with the light energies and the change of the planet and so on and so forth, each of us on our own and on our own terms is coming into greater enlightenment. And I guess my question was, did we really lose some of our DNA strands, if you will, as a result of this tinkering by the dark forces way back when?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And this does allow for the reperfection of that.
Yes, thank you.
May I turn your tape?